They are tiny, but they can have big consequences. Button batteries. Get this number. Each week, 20 children are taken to emergency rooms because of button batteries. The Australian Competition Consumer Commission is keen to do something about that. Delia Rickard is Deputy Chair of the ACCC. Delia, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Jonathan.
Tell us about the damage that button batteries can do when swallowed.
These things are lethal. They really are terrible. If a child swallows them, and they're most commonly swallowed by children under five, it can lodge in their esophagus, and the combination of the saliva on the battery causes it to burn through the walls of the esophagus, in worst cases leading to death, tragically, and often to very serious injuries, which can sometimes last a lifetime. So something needs to be done.
They're not a new device, are they? I mean, why is this suddenly coming into prominence?
We've been trying to raise, along with KidSafe and others, trying to raise awareness about the dangers of these for some time now. Hopefully parents and carers are becoming more conscious of the fact that these are dangerous and need to be kept away from kids. But we've also been talking to industry and working with them to see what more can be done. And as a result of that conversation, of about a year's worth of work, there's now a new voluntary industry code, which does a number of really important things. On the manufacturing side, those that want to abide by it, well, first of all, think whether or not they really need button batteries or there might be a safer energy source. If they do decide to use it, then the button batteries have to be securely enclosed, so you might need a screwdriver to get them out or two actions that need to be done at the same time. And they'll need to pass tests so that if you drop them, even if they're screwed in, they don't just fall to pieces and come out. But probably even more importantly, a number of retailers are doing the right thing. So Officeworks, all the Coles, Wesfarmers, Woolworths, Aldi, and they're all committing to look through the various categories of goods they sell, identify where there are button batteries, and if button batteries aren't properly secured inside, to not to stock them. And we're really hoping that that's going to drive systemic change amongst manufacturers in this area.
So you're hoping the change will be voluntary?
We're hoping the change will be voluntary, but we're monitoring it closely and building a case so that if we're not seeing real results, reductions in presentations at hospitals, reductions of these terrible injuries, within about 2 years' time, we'll have put together a body of evidence that we can go to government and recommend stronger regulatory action.
Delia Rickard, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Take care.
Delia Rickard, she's Deputy Chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. That problem, button batteries, they're not going to go away. Maybe they need to be a bit more protected and, well, kept safe from our kids. It's 11 minutes away from 7 here on RN Drive.